Even people here in Barbados are talking about the tension currently running between the United States and Iran. I've even heard some say they're not keen to travel to the U.S. at this time because they fear some major reprisal for the U.S. killing of an Iranian general. As we speak, the world waits to see what else will emerge from this tension after Iran fired missiles into U.S. bases in Iraq yesterday. And given the importance of the Middle East to the global oil supply, the natural fear revolves around whether the current situation will lead to a spike in global oil prices. But there are other concerns, as we've been hearing from journalist in New York, Tony Best.
From my soundings and the conversations I've had with people so far, there is concern based on the uncertainty of how the Iranians may react. I don't think that there is a pervasive fear, but I'm yet to talk to any person from the Caribbean or any American in a place like New York where there is any support for what the president has done. I'm not saying that there is none, but I haven't heard it. I had a conversation, for example, with an economist who, up until recently, was very upbeat about the prospects of Barbados in 2020. He still maintains Barbados is on the right road, but he's cooling his enthusiasm based on what would take place in the global economy, or what can take place in the global economy. You really don't know the oil situation is going to play out. I had a conversation with a Caribbean ambassador two nights ago, and the concern was that many of the Caribbean countries have missions in and around the United Nations, and they're concerned about, he was concerned about the security of his mission in a place like New York. You know, it may seem strange, but New York is a hive of global activity. And the media is perhaps the world's leading media center. So things will be done or can be done that would draw the media attention not only in the United States but globally. So I think there is among people from the Caribbean a sense of uncertainty. I didn't pick up any fear about physical harm, but people are concerned about the impact of what this decision by President Trump can have.
Mr. Best adds,
people are concerned about it would dampen enthusiasm to invest in the Caribbean, invest in Barbados. If the global economy pauses, if you may describe it like that. The people are really thinking that at a time when the United States economy is strong, how could a reduction or in the pace of growth of the economy globally and in the United States can have on jobs? And if there is a dampening of jobs, or if there is reduced investment, then people can't travel, or people will be reluctant to travel. But no one really knows. It's the sense of uncertainty that, more so than fear, that has a lot of people from the Caribbean concerned.
Barbadian journalist in New York, Tony Best. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.